And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Mary finally produced the proof that showed it was Claudia Vincent and not Larry who murdered Oliver Wilson backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, Claudia made a final attempt at revenge by hurling acid in Mary's face. And now for some days, Mary has been lying in a New York hospital, her face and hands heavily bandaged, waiting for word of what she may expect when the wounds have healed. Knowing how desperately her husband Larry is worried over her condition and about the debts that are piling up, Mary has written to Tom Bryson, a close family friend in Hollywood, to see if he can find a suitable part in motion pictures for Larry, without telling him she has had any part in the plan. Right now, Mary is alone in her hospital room when suddenly Larry looks in and speaks.
Honey, you awake?
Oh, hello, Larry. Yes, I'm awake. Come in.
Feeling any better?
I think so.
Met your nurse in the hall. She said you should be taking a nap. I almost turned around and went out again.
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't.
Oh, poor baby. It must be awful for you.
No, it isn't so bad, darling. I'm quite comfortable most of the time now. And Dr. Allen and the nurse, Miss Clark, are wonderful to me. And so are all the others. You know, I'm going to be terribly spoiled when I leave here.
Oh, that's all right, Mary. When you leave here and come back home to Rosehaven, we're all going to make a terrible fuss over you. You wait and see.
Oh, I do miss our home, Larry. Rosehaven seems just like paradise to me.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back before long. And we'll collect Larry Jr. and his spaniel and the neighbors next door and settle down to our old life again.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful?
What do you mean, wouldn't it be wonderful? It will be wonderful.
Yes, I'm sure it will. Oh, have you heard anything new, darling?
New? No. What do you mean, new, Mary?
Well, yesterday you were talking to me about some radio work. And I just wondered if there was anything new.
No, nothing worth mentioning.
Oh? Well, I expect you'll find plenty to do. After all, you are a very famous man, darling.
I wish a few more theatrical managers thought so.
Oh, it's too bad Tom Bryson isn't here. I'll bet he'd write a play for you in no time. Oh, isn't it a shame that he's been forced to stay out there so long in Hollywood?
I guess he's had a pretty tough time.
Yes, those back injuries take so long. He's been in the cast for weeks. I wish we'd hear from him more often, Larry.
Well, now you mention it, I did hear from him.
Really? When, dear?
Today.
And you didn't even tell me. Oh, aren't you mean, darling? What did Tom have to say? Can you read me the letter?
Oh, it wasn't a letter. It was a wire. I haven't got it with me.
Well, what did he say? And why did he send you a wire? It must have been something rather urgent.
I think Tom must be cracking up. He wired me to come out to the coast and work in a picture.
Why, Larry, I think that's wonderful. And you've kept it from me all this time. When do they want you, and what is the picture?
I don't know anything about it, Mary. Tom didn't give any details. It's the most idiotic lot of nonsense I ever heard of.
You mean you aren't going to take it?
No, of course not. You ought to know that wild horses wouldn't drag me away from you right now.
But, Larry, you know that Tom wouldn't try to get you into anything that wasn't right for you. He's far too good a friend. Oh, darling, wouldn't you like to accept the offer?
Not right now, Mary. Not if it means leaving you.
I don't want you to think about that, dearest. I don't like to think of depriving you of something important when you need the work so badly right now.
Don't you bother about that, honey. I've told you that I'll handle all the business end of our lives from now on.
Oh, I didn't mean that, dear. Just tell me one thing.
Hmm?
If it weren't for me, that is, if I were up and about and perfectly well, would you accept this offer of Tom's?
Oh, sure, but you aren't up and about, and I'm not leaving you until you're out of this hospital, so that's that.
I think you ought to go, Larry, I really do. I'm getting on so well that I'll more than likely be up and around long before you get back. Why, I might even be able to come out there to see you and come back with you. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Great, but it's no good talking about it. As long as I get no definite word from Dr. Allen, I'm not leaving you. And it's no good you're trying to run me out of town either.
Oh, darling, what a thing to say.
Well, what do you expect? This is the second time you've talked to me about Hollywood. You'll have me believing that you want to get rid of me, if you're not careful.
Oh, Larry, you mustn't say such things, even in fun. Always remember that I love you more than anyone in the world, and I always will.
And I love you, Mary. That's why nothing's going to make me leave New York until you're all better. Now then. Let's talk about something else. Or would you like me to read to you for a while?
I'd love it. Read the book you started yesterday. It's somewhere about.
Yes, ought to be on the dresser. Maybe your efficient nurse threw it in the wastebasket.
Oh, Larry.
No, nothing here but a crumpled up Western Union envelope.
Oh, it must be here on the bedside table, isn't it?
I'll see. Yeah, here it is. All right, then. Just let me pull this chair closer. We'll see if I can find my place.
Oh, I'd love to have you read to me, Larry, darling. It's so nice and soothing.
Yes, here we are. There were white hyacinths on the table. And as Dennis came into the room, the fragrance caused him a sharp pang of remembrance. It was the first day they met. The day when...
And as Larry Noble continues to read, we turn to the luxurious estate of Rupert Barlow in Oyster Bay, Long Island. And we find Rupert Barlow filling his cigarette case in the library when Julia Dixon, his attractive housekeeper, enters the room saying...
So your man Victor is back. Like the bad penny, he turned up again.
That's right, Julia.
I thought you told me you had him discharged, Rupert.
I did.
Then what's he doing back again, disturbing the entire household staff and being more insolent than ever?
Julia, I found I was mistaken about Victor. And being a fair-minded man, I admitted my mistake. What's more, I'm greatly relieved to have Victor back in my employ. He's very useful in many ways.
Oh, yes. Your precious Victor is certainly useful when you want him for some shady or violent act.
My dear Julia, Victor is a very capable mechanic. He drives very well, and he's also very good at running my boat.
That's scarcely a recommendation, is it, Rupert? You haven't been on your boat in months.
Oh, and I mean to use it considerably more from now on. In fact, Julia, I plan to take a few cruises very shortly, and I shall need Victor.
Where are you going?
Oh, how can I say? Perhaps the Bahamas or possibly Bermuda. You found Bermuda very stimulating, I recall.
That's hateful of you, Rupert. To remind me that I'm responsible for bringing Oliver Wilson back with me from Bermuda.
I just thought you might have forgotten.
I'll never forget.
I didn't mean to depress you, my dear. But when you take such decided views about my manservant, I do think it's going too far.
I beg your pardon, Rupert, for overstepping my bounds. I shall try to remember that I'm here in the capacity of housekeeper and nothing more.
Don't be so touchy, my dear. Just because I re-employ Victor, a capable and conscientious fellow, you don't have to fly into a temper. I've explained to you that I expect to travel quite a bit for the next few weeks. Possibly longer.
I understand, Rupert, better than you realize. Now that there's reason to believe your beloved Mary Noble will be disfigured, you don't find New York so irresistible. It hasn't taken me 10 years to see through you, Mr. Barlow.
And now back to the hospital in New York. Larry continues to read until...
The packing was finished, and the strained discussions were over. And now here she was standing on the train platform saying goodbye. At the last minute... Honey, are you listening? I thought so. Sleeping. Best thing in the world. Maybe I'll have time to run out and send an answer to Tom's wire. Better write a note for Mary in case her nurse isn't outside. Oh, now let's see, where'll I find a piece of paper? Maybe an old envelope. No, nothing here. Maybe in the dresser here. There doesn't seem to be any paper. Unless I write on the back of this telegram, she won't mind. Hey, it's from Tom Bryson. It's funny. She didn't mention any wire from Tom. Let's see. Just sent Larry urgent wire to come to Hollywood at once. Didn't mention your letters. Have pretty good offer, but wouldn't have agreed to this if you hadn't urged it. Hope it's what you really want. Love, Tom. Well, that makes it different. I guess I won't write a note after all. Just put this back. So, Mary really does want me out of the way. She isn't kidding about that. All right, then.
Oh, Mr. Noble, it's time for Mrs. Noble's 4 o'clock fruit juice.
She's sleeping, nurse.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'll just put it down here. I won't disturb her rest.
All right, I'm going out now. If my wife wakes up before I get back, will you say I had to leave to send an important wire?
Larry doesn't wait for an answer, but walks quickly to the door and out into the hall. What will he have to say in this wire to Tom Bryson? Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.